Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome to the show, Mark Cox. How are you doing?
I'm great, Annie. Thank you.
So you get to hear Judge Napolitano right there talking about how, the House Democrats continuing to investigate anything they can get their hands on, according to President or surrounding President Trump or anything he's ever been associated with. What do you think about their efforts to try to expose him in any way, shape or form that they can? Is this about politics or is this about making sure the president is duly fit to serve?
Well, I mean, pure politics. And I think that when you're the Democratic Party this year and you don't have policy issues to run on, you need to have the fallback of being able to go to the American people and say, look, he was impeached. I mean, technically, they've got the votes in the House to pull that off. They can't complete it because they don't have the votes in the Senate. They need to remember their history and how this backfired on the Republicans after Bill Clinton, because I don't think the American people believed that he deserved to be impeached over what happened. The Republicans did it anyway. I mean, I lived through that. I remember at the time there was a lot of passion to try to get him out of office over the whole Monica Lewinsky gate, And it didn't go anywhere. There weren't the votes in the Senate, and, you know, they paid the price for it politically. But back to the point that they don't really have a platform, they need help. When you've got to try to bribe people to vote for you by saying you're going to eliminate their college loans, you're hurting,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, it's not doable, for one. And secondly, how many other people who are considering the fact that maybe they don't love Donald Trump, or maybe since the Mueller report has come out, they don't really like the way he handled things behind the scenes. They're looking for some sort of workable solution outside of Donald Trump. I mean, $640 billion of taxpayer increases. What they say is the top 75,000 family earners of $50 million or more, that they're going to be able to pay for all of that. I mean, how much can you tap the super rich in this country to pay for everything before the rich come up with a way to not have to pay those taxes by either not being in the United States anymore or figuring out ways to maneuver their money so that it's not subject to these sort of, you know, far-reaching grasps of Elizabeth Warren?
Well, maybe we should dial up your buddy J.B. Pritzker and ask him that question.
Oh, yeah, he's got ideas.
The folks from Illinois Policy told me this morning that they Chicago area lost 22,000 people last year. The problem is, as Ronald Reagan once put, you know, America is the last stand for democracy. I mean, I know we're a representative republic, but if we let this country slide into socialism, there's nowhere for us to go. That's the scary part about this. People around the world come to the U.S. because we're still a beacon of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And you can achieve your dreams here. There are a few other places on the planet where you can do that, which is why right now they all want to come here. The minute we let Sanders or Warren or one of these folks start to us down that slippery slope to democratic socialism, as they like to call it, the game is over.
Hey, Mark. Tony here. A local story came out in the last 24 hours about the Democratic Black Caucus in the state of Missouri has spoken out against Better Together. You might be familiar with this issue. And they've spoke out against Better Together and the city-county merger, and they have called for the resignation of John Gaskin III, who is the president of the St. Louis County NAACP. This is after Gaskin came out and spoke in favor of Better Together, but didn't disclose until he was pressed on the matter that he actually is a full-time employee and draws a salary from Better Together. So the Black Caucus says that Better Together is trying to buy the black vote by employing Gaskin. They want Gaskin out. They don't think it's good for black people. And it's More trouble for better together. Are the walls closing in on city-county merger?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think John made a pretty big misstep there. I've invited him on my show, and he said he'll come on later this week. So I'm anxious to see if he does or not. You know, he's young, and I'm not saying that's an excuse for what he did. It sounds to me like from the Post reporting, he didn't even have solid backing from the executive board of the county NAACP. It's kind of murky as to exactly whether there was even a vote before the announcement was made that they were going to endorse. And if you saw that press conference yesterday, it's pretty clear that a big majority of these other members of the NAACP don't have any interest in Better Together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it gets back to the point you and I talked about last week, Tony, is that the primary people that support this are being paid to support it, and there's not any grassroots effort that I'm aware of where there's not money involved to support this merger.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to me watching this and listening to you cover this from the very beginning and pointing out a lot of these things that are starting to fall apart already. I mean, when was the actual amendment? The amendment would have been put on to vote on in 2020. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, November of 2020.
And when did it have to be passed in order to get or the signatures due? Like, when was that going to happen?
It's still coming up.
Well, I mean, it has to get approval from the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office. The ballot initiative has to be approved, and then the Secretary of State has to approve the language, and then they can start collecting signatures. And my understanding was they were hoping to start doing that early summer sometime. So they've got plenty of time to gather their signatures. I still think we're going to see this on the ballot in 2020.
Yeah.
I don't think any of these folks that donated now millions of dollars, and I guess Rex Singfeld's the biggest one, have any intention of backing away from this, no matter how bad the local publicity is on it.
Mark, to your original point, though, that it's all backed by money and you can't find anybody that's not paid to support it actually supporting it. We also saw a vote at the end of last week in Jefferson City, a non-binding resolution, which means nothing. So this vote means absolutely nothing. But it was interesting to see that it was an overwhelming vote to say that the St. Louis City County merger idea should not be put on a statewide ballot again. And it was like 26-5. I mean, it was an overwhelming vote to not put it on this state ballot. But again, non-binding, so it doesn't mean anything. But it just goes to show you that even lawmakers don't appear to be in favor of this. And a lot of those lawmakers to this point had stayed pretty silent on the issue. Now we're starting to hear or at least get a little bit of an inkling of what they're thinking, and they're not for it either. So,
well,
I don't understand how it can continue to have such steam moving forward.
I think, Tony, that they found their intestinal fortitude because it was a Senate resolution that was non-binding.
Yeah.
So even though they voted on it, it doesn't have the effect or the weight of any law at all. However, pretty soon they're going to come to another test potentially, because the HJR 54 is about to get a vote in the House. Dean Plocker from Town and Country is pushing that one. It would put an initiative on to compete with the Better Together proposal, which would basically say no merger can take place without a local vote that approves of it. Now, that's going to get a vote in the House because the Speaker's already approved it. The question is, will it ever see the light of day in the Missouri Senate? And if I was a betting man, I would say the big money pressure is going to be on to never even let it get to the Senate floor for a vote. So if people are passionate about this, they need to call their state senators and push for a vote on the Senate version of House Joint Resolution 54.
Well, we're going to continue to listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show to make sure that we are up to date on this issue. Looking forward to seeing if you get him as a guest on a show on your show this week. Did he give you a date and time that might work?
Well, he told me later this week. We've offered him a time slot tomorrow morning and Thursday morning. So I'm
you're making yourself available. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, it'll be must listen to radio,
yes,
as always, on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1. Mark, thank you for fitness in your afternoon. Appreciate it.
You bet, Annie. Tony, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.